translation, O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance. And you are the master of all these qualities. So please repeat after me. O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The word jada diya refers to intelligence like that of an animal. A person with such intelligence cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being beaten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of a man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when punished severely by the modes of material nature, they begin to understand Him. A Hindi poet has said, Dukha sa sabo hare bhaje, sukha se bhaje koi. Sukha se agar hari bhaje, dukha kathan se hoy. Sorry, I'm not very familiar with Hindi, but anyway, try. When one is distressed, he goes to the church or temple to worship the Lord. But when opulent, he forgets the Lord. Therefore, punishment by the Lord through material nature is necessary in human society. For without it, men forget the supremacy of the Lord due to their dull, blunt intelligence. So I just chose this because this applies to me, that I have got a dull brain, and I've been going to the temple for years. We go there, we worship, and we get out. And mother and father, they've taught us we should put something in the box. So we put a donation, little donation, or we bring some fruit, or things like that, goodness, flowers. Fruit or flowers are common. And recently I was traveling around East Africa. So everywhere somebody brings something to their lordship. So it's a common practice. It's nothing new. This we used to do and we still do, all of us, but in different ways. When one is distressed, he goes to church or temple to worship the Lord. But when he's opulent, when he's got a lot of money, he says, don't worry, we don't need to beg Krishna for anything. We have everything. So this is a conception which is going everywhere. That we have money, enough money. We don't need to buy Bhagavad Gita. We don't need to do this. We are okay, We are okay. So this is the general condition. So let us do our prayers, normal prayers, Mangalacharan. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyanan Gyanan Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahakana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhiva Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful verse and it applies to majority of the people in the world. They go to the church, pray on a Sunday or other days and go and come back, and usually they go and ask, give us our daily bread, and Srila Prabhupada used to quote this quite a lot. So even Hindu custom, people go and ask for this or that. You know, it's like a bargaining center. But here Krishna is saying, Ram is saying, you know, get rid of all this, take this out, detach yourself and serve Krishna. That's all it is. We should just serve Krishna. Now the title which I was given today was about Ramayana. Ram's appearance is tomorrow. But today, I have to discuss about the qualities of Lord Ramachandra, the special attributes. What did Ram do? What had he with him? You know, how can he learn lessons from Lord Ram? So first of all, Lord Ram, also Krishna, says Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. They are very pleased with the Brahmins and the cows. So in this case, Lord Ramachandra is with his monkeys. Monkeys are helping Ram. But the Brahmanas are still the constant factor. So he really respects all the Brahmins. And these Brahmin sages, they're called rishis. You know, they're the ones in the forest, they're rishis. They're very advanced Brahmanas. So Lord Ram thought the best thing, there was no reason to kill Raman, actually. So he's the supreme director and he makes this Ramayana play. And then he tells different actors to come and participate. Most of them are from the spiritual world and they've come to do some acting. And then after Lord Ram kills Ravana, then everyone is asked to go back to their own duties, you know. So they all want to go back and do more service for Krishna. So this is a drama, and then in the middle of the drama, Lord Ram makes sure that whilst Lakshman is away a little bit to try and get the firewood for Mother Sita so she can do the cooking. So that time, Lord Ram, he always protects his devotees. And of course, Mother Sita is his consort, eternal consort. But anyway, in this play, he says to Mother Sita, please, can you do me one favor? Can you go along with me in this play? And she says, of course. She's a very nice lady and sets an example how to obey the husband, provided he is Krishna conscious. Lord is Lord, and Lord Ram is Lord Ram. So anyway, Lord Ram suggests to her that Ravan will come and kidnap you. Otherwise, I don't have any excuse to kill him. So let's stage a play where Ravan will come and kidnap you. But don't worry, you will not be touched. I am going to ask Agnidev to help you, and his wife Swaha will come and pick you up, okay, and replace you with Maya Sita. So this is how Lord Ram really protects any surrendered soul. He will protect the devotee. So Sita is protected. But when Ravan comes, Lakshman doesn't know about this, but when Ravan comes and kidnaps Sita, he's actually kidnapping Chaya Sita, shadow of Sita. You know, so not actually, he cannot touch Mother Sita. So very nice drama in the sense that Lord Ram then, of course, gets angry. Why did you kidnap my wife? I'm going to kill you. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are some 6 ways in which one should be killed. And one of them is this. If somebody kidnaps your wife, then you have a right to kill that person. So this is all staged nicely. So let's see. Number one, he is very dear to Brahmanas, Lord Ram. And what did he do when he was given this request by Dashrath? Please, this is what Kaikeyi has told me. 2 boons. One, you have to go to the forest and Bharat has to come and take over the reign. You are not going to be the king tomorrow, Rajabhishek. You are going to the forest for 14 years. So anyway, so what does Lord Ram do? He doesn't exhibit any change in mood or whatever. Because 1 minute he was going to be the royal prince. You know, he's going to be celebrated as the next king. But then overnight the situation changes and then he's been told to go to the forest. But his facial expression, his mood did not change at all. Now this is very unusual because, you know, if you are given a position and the next minute says, sorry, we made a mistake and you're not getting the leadership of Sankirtan movement or something. You're not the new Sankirtan leader. So you get upset. We get upset. 1 minute you said no, yes, and now you're saying no. So our natural feeling is that we get upset. And we wonder why, what, all of a sudden what happened, you know? But in Ram's situation, there was no change. No change on facial expression. In fact, he warmly, warmly accepted, I will go to the forest. Don't worry. And also, he's so kind to his mother, even Kaikeyi. Why did you not tell me directly? You are a mother, you can instruct me and I follow your orders. Why did you have to go through Dashrath? You could have told me directly. So he's so compassionate, he's, you know, and very truthful. He's very, very good. He's always attracted to Dharma. So Dharma. Now one day what happened is that at that time I think it was 10,000 years lifetime. So somebody was short to 8 years and he died, or Yamaraj came to pick him up. And everyone was wondering why, and all this news was going around. And then Lord Ram said, I will sort him out. I'll sort Yamaraj out. And then there's a detailed story, but I'm just cutting short. Then Ram tells Yamaraj, give him his 8 days. So it's finished. This is my Raj, you know, Ram Raj. And nothing wrong goes, nothing wrong happens in my Raj. So gave him his 8 extra days. But the reason Yamaraj said is that there was a difference that his body came out 8 days ago. You know, on the birthday, his body came out, but the head didn't come out or something. There was some detailed description that only part of the body was born. So he calculated that his birth was 8 days earlier. That's why he came to take him up 8 days, you know, when the time is. So but then it took eight more days to bring the whole body out. So that was the explanation given. So then Lord Ram accepted that, but he still insisted Yamaraj to give him his 8 days. So his quota is finished. And during Ram Raj, during Ram's reign, nobody, no son could die before the father. It was a systematic thing. Father is older, he has to die first. So there was no disease, there was no bodily problems, like I have diabetes, but there was nothing like that that time, and no disturbance. All people die first, and that's it. So, yeah, and no disturbance by the, you know, earthquake, etc. So all these three, adiatmic, adibhautik, adidevik, were absent in Ramstein. So he was keeping to dharma, proper, and nobody could be hurt. It's a bit like in Krishna, I was reading, you know, or giving classes about Dwarka, and Krishna is returning to Dwarka. So in the assembly hall of Sudharma, it's called, the hall is called Sudharma Hall. If you're inside that Sudharma Hall, you cannot die. You don't get any disease, you don't get this, you don't get that. So this is similar. You are safe. Once you are in Sudharma Hall, you're safe. In Bhaktivedanta manner, you are safe because Krishna is here. Radha Gokulananda here is here, so nothing will happen. Don't worry, don't relax. You know? So we are in Ramraj also. Krishna is there and Ram is there. You know, we got two powerful Krishna avatars. Okay, now, param drishtva nivartate. One is absorbed in Lord's activities. He has no interest in material benefits. This is why Srila Prabhupada introduced Bhagavatam classes in the morning, Bhagavad Gita classes in the evening. So it's like a sandwich, spiritual sandwich. We are doing some spiritual activity in the morning, and also we do the same thing in the evening. So then if you are absorbed in Krishna's activities, Lord's activities, then the material sense gratification is reduced. It goes down. Material detachment goes down. Material possessions go down. Now, with regard to Lord Ram, as soon as he was told to go to the forest, what did he do? He gave everything to the brahmanas. So I will give you the details a little bit. From the east of Ayodhya, he gave all the Brahmins, the Hota priest he gave, you know, all the jewelry, everything, all the possessions of Ayodhya, except for a few little things which Mother Sita was allowed, just to keep the dignity of the Raghu dynasty. But otherwise, everything was given to all the Brahmins. On the east, it was given to the Hota priest, south, Brahma priest, west, the Advaryu priest, and north, Udgata priest. And the land in between was given to the acharyas. Who are they? Vasistha and Vishwamitra. Now, when we do yajnas here in our temple for big occasions, we usually have four Brahmins and one chief Brahmin. So this is how the Vedic system works. So we'll continue. The next item is surrender. Anybody who surrenders to the Lord, like Krishna says in 1866, you surrender to me, I will look after you. And I'll get rid of all your sins. Huh? You all know this verse. You want to repeat? Sarva dhamma parityaja mamekam saranam raja. Aham tum sarva papabhyo mokshai sami masuchaha. So you surrender to me, I will get rid of all your sins. So examples of surrender. Vibhishan was a brother of Ravan. He came to surrender to Lord Ram because he knew, he actually advised on so many occasions to his brother Ravan that just give Sita back and surrender to Lord Ram. He's very merciful. He will forgive you, and end of matter. But Ravan was, insisting that he has found a young, beautiful lady, and he wants to marry her. So he'll keep waiting and fighting until he wins the war. So he wants, he's very lusty. So he wants to capture Sita Devi. Anyway, so what happens? Vibhishan surrenders to Lord Ram. And the agents of Lord Ram, you know, Angad is there, Hanuman is there. Hanuman, when he was traveling in Ayodhya, he saw only one place where Lord Krishna's name was being chanted. And that was Vibhishan's place. So Vibhishan was the only devotee in Lanka. So Hanuman was saying, he's a devotee of Krishna. He's your devotee. So you should accept him. Angad said, we should test him. Somebody else said, Sugriva said, no, he's a brother of an enemy. We should not accept him, etc. So there are different views. But the magnanimity of Lord Ram is that he doesn't make a decision like a Hitler. Do this and do that and don't do this. He actually asked for their advice. So this is one management good point, that if you are a manager, if you are a leader, ask for opinions. When you have a committee, like Neel Madhav is always doing meetings, he will not just say, okay, Ramnam is coming up, we are going to do this, this, and this, and this. No, he doesn't do that. He says to the committee, what is your opinion? How do you want to do it? So a good leader always asks for opinions. And then he makes a decision. Whether he's made up his mind, that's different. But it is good to ask everyone in charge, in the committee, what is their opinion? So this is a very important lesson to learn. If you are a leader, get opinions. I was once in a counseling session for a whole month with His Holiness Jagdish Maharaj in 1988. I went to VIHE to study with Shruti Dhamma Prabhu, and I decided to choose seven after seven, although I was requested to just do four out of seven. But I was a student and I totally surrendered that time. I was serving all the devotees three times a day and studying under the Krishna Balaram tree. There was a Krishna Balaram tree in the courtyard of Krishna Balaram Mandir. But somehow or other, because I surrendered to Krishna, he gave me so much strength, I could do everything. This is 1988. But the point is, you know, you surrender to Krishna, he gives you the strength, he gives you the ability to learn. And, you know, I passed all the seven subjects. But the main point, from my point of view, was I got association of seven sannyasis, so-called, with Burijan Prabhu, you know. So, for a whole month, so I went for association of elevated souls, and I got that. So surrender. If you surrender, then Krishna actually helps you. That's the point. So Lord Ram surrendered to his father's wishes. Father said, go to the forest. So he did. And then Bharat, you know, should be enthroned. But Bharat was so kind. In this Ramayana, there are so many good qualities of all the brothers. Each brother wanted to respect the eldest brother. And I'm so lucky that in my family, I'm the youngest in my family. And then I always respect my eldest brother because he's the one who's brought us up. So we have this Vedic tradition, and if we follow, then everyone's happy. So I'm so lucky. Maharaj Katwanga only had one moment, one moment to live. What did he do? He meditated on the Lord, and then he reached the supreme goal. Why I'm mentioning Katwanga is because our dynasty from Lord Ram comes from Katwanga, Dirga Bahu, Raghu dynasty, Aja, and then Dasharat, and then Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. So it's a dynasty. And then Lord Ram is so strong that when he picked up the bow, which Janak Maharaj put as a condition to marry his daughter, Sita, somebody had to pick up the bow. And the bow was so heavy that it needed 300 men to pick it up. But of course, Lord Ram just picked up with his left hand, strung it with his right hand, and he gained the hand of Mother Sita. But then Parashuram comes on the scene, Parashuram, and then he obviously gets annoyed who broke this Lord Shiva's bow, And then there's a little fight between Lord Parashuram and Lord Ram. But Lord Ram then wins, so diminishes Lord Parashuram's pride. So that happens. So he proves his strength, Lord Ram. He's very strong. The other thing is one mass. He just goes to the forest, as I said earlier. He gives up the kingdom. And all the riches he gives to the brahmanas. So it's wonderful. And then, in the middle of various scenes, Ram is approached by Suparnaka. And Suparnaka, and she wants to marry Lord Ram because of the beauty. And Lord Ram says, I'm already married, you go to Lakshman. So this scene goes on for a couple of minutes or whatever, and then Suparnaka realizes that she's been played around, you know, so she gets angry and she tries to solve the problem by, she wants to kill Sita Devi. She says, you're in the middle. So if I kill you, then I can have Ram. So then Lakshman, some places it says Ram, cuts off the nose and the earrings of Suparnaka. And doing so, she runs back to Ravan, and then Ravan sends his Kar and Dushasan with 14,000 soldiers to surround these two little boys, you know, Ram and Lakshman, who are roaming around in the forest. But they are not ordinary people. They are Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, Lakshman and Lord Ram. So Lord Ram, in that particular instance, he shows his power with one arrow, I think it is. He will kill all the 14,000 Rakshasas. So this is reported to Ravan, and Ravan gets a little bit frightened, but not too much. He thinks he is still more powerful than anybody else. So, and he says, oh, humans are not going to trouble me. So that was his pride. Ram lamented in separation of Sita. That is natural. When you have a wife and you are separated, then it is natural it's called, actually in spiritual world, this is always happening because they want to increase the love. The intensity of love. And it's called Vipralamba Pav. So Ram is very, very qualified in that. You know. And then humility. This is a great sign. You know, we have so many sannyasis in ISKCON. But the beauty about all the sannyasis initiated by Srila Prabhupada, they're all so humble. It's unbelievable. And the higher up they are in their devotional service, they get more and more humble. I won't name any examples, but it is visible, very visible in all our sannyasis. So Lord Ram accepted Vibhishan. He did not think twice. He said, he has come to, in my shelter, I have to look after him. But before that, he asked, you know, everyone, and then everyone gave his opinions. So they felt that they had some input in the matter. But then Ram decided that I am Maryada Purushottam. I am going to set the standards. If somebody surrenders unto me, I look after him. Finish. So a bit like 1866, Krishna says, you surrender, I will look after you. So Ram, same. If you surrender to Ram, he will look after you. He made friends with Sugriva. And Sugriva had a problem because his wife was also slightly, not kidnapped, but he just took over by force. Tara, Ruma. Tara was Vali's wife and Ruma was Sugriva's wife. So a similar situation was there, but Sugriva said, Lord Ram, you help me, I will help you. So Lord Ram actually killed Bali again because he had kidnapped a lady, his wife, Sugriva's wife. So Vali was saying, you know, why did you kill me from behind? It's not dharma. But then Krishna Ram said that, you know, what is quoted in Bhagavad Gita, that if you kidnap a lady, then you will suffer. So that's why Lord Ram killed Vali. He was too powerful, but he killed him. Okay, now we talked about charity. We talked about ministers. You know, he will ask the ministers, Angad, Sugriv, what to do. And then he decides. Okay, then he helped Lakshman. When Lakshman was injured by an arrow from Indrajit, he felt unconscious. And then Lord Ram instructed Hanuman to get herbs from, a mountain. Anyway, I think it was a special mountain. Amrita Jeevan. Meghnath was killed. And yes. So anyway, the Hanuman brought the whole mountain because he didn't know which herb to get. So Hanuman is always serving Lord Ram. And with those herbs, the herbalist cured Lakshman. So he brought him back to life. So Lord Ram is helping his brother. Lord Ram also felt very guilty seeing Bharat when he was coronated, that when he heard about Bharat, he was only eating from barley with mixed with cow urine. And that was it. And he was also sleeping on the floor and matted hair. So Lord Ram had compassion on his brother. He was feeling sorry. He was lamenting. So this is another good thing about Lord Ram. And gratitude is the main, like Shruti Dharma Prabhu here, towards the later part of his pastimes here in the manor, he was absolute great example of gratitude. Everyone around the world knows Shruti Dharma Prabhu. And he actually said, thank you, Swami Jyoti, thank you for doing this service, thank you for doing this service. He was a very grateful person to every single person he met. And this is incredible. And similarly here, when Lord Ram is being coronated as the king of Ayodhya, he actually glorifies all people who are involved in winning the battle. So no one was spared in this gratitude. And in South India, where the bridge was being built by Nal and Kuwar, Nal and Nil, they were given special powers by a curse. They could float the stones. So all the monkeys, so many monkeys, were giving them the stones written with the name Ram. And Nal and Nil were the architects also. They were building the bridge. So that's how they got to Lanka. Right? And at that time, Lord Ram installed a deity of Lord Shiva at Rameshwaram. It is still there, and a lot of people go, pilgrims go to that site. Lord provides true justice, as I said earlier. Somebody died 8 years earlier, so he told Yamraj, give him 8 more days. So he's very strict. And then Mother Sabri, she's been waiting long, whole her life basically, to meet Lord Ram. And Lord Ram is very compassionate, and he does special darshan to Sabri. Sabri gives him the fruits. 9.26 in Bhagavad Gita says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadham Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Prayat Atmanaha. So in that verse, you know, the fruit example is very nice by Sabri. She's tasting only the sweet ones she gives to Lord Ram. And then after meeting Lord Ram, then she goes to the spiritual world. She was blessed by Matanga Rishi. And Matanga Rishi was her spiritual master. So again, Lord Ram satisfies his devotees. Again, with this special feat, Vishwamitra says, this is Ahilya, please touch this stone. And then she comes out as a beautiful woman. And Nishad Raj, when he's asked by Lord Ram, can you cross over from this to there? Then Lord Ram says, okay, you want to wash my feet? Okay, fine. Because he was scared that if he puts his foot on the yacht, on the boat will turn into a woman. So all these stories are fascinating to hear. It's lovely to hear. And Lord Ram then allows him to wash his feet. And it's now a custom that any senior Vaishnava comes to our house, any Maharajis come to our house, we also wash their feet. We welcome them, wash their feet, and with the water we sprinkle on the head or even drink as Charanamrit. So all these Vedic customs are there, and we have to learn a lot. Okay, the other very good quality of Ram was that Ravan, while fighting with Ram, he lost his weapons. You know, Ram was too powerful. So he was weaponless in one moment. So Lord Ram, he didn't kill him straight away. He said to Ravan, go back home, come tomorrow and with the weapons, and then we'll fight again. Now, this doesn't normally happen in a battle situation. If your enemy is, you know, lost, you just win and you take his kingdom or whatever. But anyway, so Lord Ram is so merciful. He gives him another chance. This doesn't happen normally. Right, and as I said, Lord Ram, he plans and he's got good vision. He knows what to do and he's a perfect director. So he tells Mother Sita, this is going to happen and just play along with it. So then he also makes allies. If you want to progress somewhere, you need friends. So we have in our temple, we have committees, different committees headed by Vishakha Mataji or Nila Madhava Prabhu. So these committees, they are trusted people. They're going to work hard. So we make allies. So Ram made allies with Sugriva, Angad, Jamvan, etc. So it's very important. And what is the other one? One of the commentators regarding Ramayana says, you know, nowadays the biggest budget is army. Army. They spend millions and millions and millions of pounds. Yeah, but monkey's army, Lord Ram's army was free. These were all friends. Monkeys were free. So this is a good budget, you know, have free army. Anyway, and build confidence and trust. He was actually training the monkeys, Lord Ram, personally, how to fight the enemy. So that's another good quality of Lord Ram. His humility we mentioned about Vibhishan, etc. Give respect. And by giving so much respect to Vibhishan, Vibhishan opened up that you can't beat Ravan because of this. Let's not go there because of this. He was actually guiding him very tactfully. So it was a great help, actually. Vibhishan did a great help. The other thing is, because Hanuman was very proud that I'm building the bridge. And then this little squirrel was also picking up small stones and picking and giving it to Nal and Neel. But he was not noticed because he was too tiny. So Hanuman said, what can you do? You know, I pick up the whole mountain and give it to them. So then Lord Ram called Hanuman and called the squirrel. And he told Hanuman, don't be proud. I know you're big. You can do a better job. But the squirrel is also helping according to his capacity. So he actually, Lord Ram, put his three fingers on the back of the squirrel and patted him. So if you see some squirrels and they've got three lines, they're actually Lord Ram's squirrels. So it's something interesting which we learned over the years. And then, what's the result of this Ram Katha hearing? You get free from envy. This is the most important thing. We were envious of Krishna. That's why we came here. Now we have to learn not to have envious nature against devotees, especially devotees. Yeah? That's the biggest aparad. So we have to try and avoid envy. And by reading Ramayana, Mahabharata, we can learn how to behave. Here, years ago, in the 70s and 80s, there used to be Krishnadas Goswami Maharaj. Now, that Maharaj, from Punjab, but you know, very big body, very strong body, he helped us with this whole campaign of trying to save the temple. But Maharaj insisted on everyone, you must learn Ramayana, you must learn Mahabharata and Bhagavad Gita. So these are three epics, basically, to guide us how to behave in life. So I will stop, I think. I've covered most of the things. Again, he did a very nice thing. Jatayu, the one who tried to stop Ravan from kidnapping Sita Devi, Mother Sita. So Jatayu tried to fight Ravan, but unfortunately Ravan was too strong and he cut off the wings and he fell down. But in time, Ram and Lakshman met Jatayu. Jatayu said he went this way in the chariot. Ravan kidnapped Sita and she's gone this direction. So that was news which he gave, Jatayu. And then he looked at took darshan of Ram and then he left his body. So Jatayu was a close friend of Dasharatha Maharaj. And so when he passed away, Lord Ram did the actual cremation ceremony. So he was very like a son. Son should do for the father. So because he's his father's friend, Lord Ramchandra, he did the funeral rites himself. So he's very compassionate. This is another very good example of Lord Ram. He's so good. I think humility we've covered. I think we've covered everything. And main thing is gratitude. Don't forget anybody, small or large. Okay. Questions time, please, or comments, or criticisms, or anything. Mother, or this side. Give the mic. I think Mataji wants to speak. No comment? No comment. Risha? No? This side? You're all happy? Huh? This is Ram, right? Look, Lord Ram is smiling. Lord Krishna is smiling. And Sita is safe. Radharani is safe. Everyone is safe here. Don't worry. So they protect us, but we have to surrender. If you surrender, the Lord protects. It's simple. Yeah, he'll give protection. 1866 is a very good verse. He will protect us. So you go to Sharan of Lord Ram, like Vibhishan did. He was protected. And what did Lord Ram do? He made him the king of Lanka. He made Sugriva the king of Kishkindanda. Yeah. So Lord Ram always helps his devotees. We just have to surrender. Anything? No? Yes, Prabhu.
What is the significance of this figure Lakshman? What's the relationship with Ram?
Okay, good question, very good question. Lakshman and Ram, they are all the time together. They're eternal friends, you know, eternal associates. So if you see in the middle, we have some small deities. Yes? Do you know who they are? Okay. So, the one on the right is called Gauranga. All right? The one on the left is called Nityananda. So, they appeared 500 years ago. Actually, somebody told me 557. It's 557 years ago. Yes? Now, Lord, the one on the right, Gauranga, is the same as Lord Ram, is the same as Lord Krishna. So we are lucky that in this altar we We have Ram on the right-hand side. We have Krishna on the left-hand side. So they were 5,000 years ago, or even longer. But 500 years ago, they came as Gaura, Nitai, Gauranga and Nitya. Yeah. So they are always going together. And they came 500 years ago, the moon and the sun, they both came together. Normally sun comes morning, daytime, moon comes at night time. But when they came, both were arisen. They gave us the simple process of how to surrender. How? By chanting the holy name. Go in groups, Sankirtan. You know, devotees go in groups outside and they chant. Especially Soho Street or whatever. The devotees there go on Oxford Street and as a group they go out chanting and dancing. This is our movement, ISKCON movement. It's made simple. In the past, when Krishna was here, Krishna said, Sarva Dhammam Parityaja, you know, surrender to me, I will look after you. But people found that very difficult. So now, in this age, they made it so simple. So, just chant. So, Krishna and Balaram, even Lakshman, okay? Lakshman is same as Balaram. It's a bit complicated. Krishna's elder brother is called Balaram. Okay? So, and in Ram's Ramayana, Ram's younger brother is Lakshman. It's the same personality. So he has different names. You asked a question about Lakshman. So Lakshman is the same as Nityananda. He's the same as Lakshman. He's the same as Balaram. He's taking different roles. But that's Lakshman. Always by the side of Ram or Krishna. Does it help a little? Yeah? Lakshman is a very important person. He's actually Balaram, you know, 5,000 years ago. And he actually is the main spiritual master of everyone. So we believe Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna, is the same as Lakshman, same as Nityananda, and he is the original spiritual master. So he guides us spiritually. All right? So he's a very powerful man, Lakshman. Yes? He's always with Ram, and then, you know, both of them just fight all the demons. So many demons in the forest. 12 forests. How many forests were there? Anyway, lot of forest. Yep. And there were demons there. And both of them were fighting the demons. Okay? So powerful. Just we are lucky. Lakshman is there. Personally present. He is on the right of Ram. Can you see that? So it's Ram. On the right is Lakshman. On the left is his wife Sita. And below is Hanuman, his eternal servant. Yes? Servant. He's always servant. Amazing. And here we have Radha and Radha Gokulananda. Different temples have different names for the lordships. Okay? But for Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, it's the same. Wherever you go in the world, it's the same. I went to Nairobi temple in Kenya. It's similar setup. Okay? So, thank you very much for the question. It was very nice that you asked. Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ram Katha ki jai, Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Swayam Jyoti Krishna Prabhu ki.
Prabhupada.